This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes back here at North Mac High. Tim Hanks sitting in with us here tonight on the broadcast. Tim is an eighth grader at North Mac and is interested in broadcasting as he gets a little bit older. So we're happy to have Tim along with us here tonight. Hopefully I don't scare him off from the broadcasting endeavor by the time this night is done. Carla DeVille will be in the road blue uniforms, trimmed out in the red and the white, white numerals. Cavaliers in red lettering across the front, North Mac in the home whites, Carolina blue trim, North Mac in the Carolina blue across the front, and the Panthers win the tap, and they will get it to start. Carlinville comes out man-to-man, Steele with all sorts of ball pressure out front. Off to Gisted goes, handling on the left wing, being checked by Stewart. Drives left baseline, gets underneath the hoop. Her pass is too hard for Metter, and a turnover for North Mac to start. Here's Stewart, had the ball stripped. She couldn't go back and retouch, so Staten was able to beat Gist to the basketball and save possession for Carlinville. Just underway, this early start here tonight at North Mac as the knee underneath off the window is good from the feed from Stewart. First bucket of the game to Sarah Deneve. Full court pressure from Carlinville. It was a shortened JV game tonight due to lack of numbers on both sides, so we are underway early. Baseline jump shot, yes, good for Taylor Kingery. And North Mac answers right back. We are tied at 2. 1 minute gone by in the opening quarter. North Mac sitting in a 2-3 zone piece, more of a matchup. As on the attack, Gracie Reels off the window, missed it. Down to Deneve, and she's fouled. Free throws for Sarah Deneve on the first team foul committed by North Mac. And they will get Brooke Metter with the personal. That's her first. And it'll send the senior Deneve to the free throw line. 6:51 for the opening quarter. Deneve's free throw is good. All 3 points for Carlinville belong to Sarah Deneve, and she'll get a second toss here. Beautiful new facilities here on the Verdon campus. Second free throw is good. This gym is fantastic, and they have plans to turn this into kind of the arts room. They're going to build a new gym here in Verdon. So they got construction crews on speed dial right now here in the North Mac School District, getting things done. Full court pressure from the Cavaliers. That pass is tipped away. It'll be out of bounds off of the Cavies. It'll stay with North Mac. They'll re-trigger facing this full court pressure. Gracie Reels guarding the inbounder. Looking is Kallenbach. Gets it in to Gist. Melanie Gist in the backcourt, rejected out of there by Gracie Reels. And again, North Mac will throw in on the baseline. Having trouble dealing with this full court pressure from Carlinville. All 10 players in the backcourt right now. Bounce pass into Buell. Mallory's trapped immediately, middle of the floor to Kallenbach. She splits the double, gets it ahead to Kingery, but the bounce pass didn't come up as high as Taylor was anticipating. Skips out of bounds for North Mac's second turnover. That's a tough turnover there for the Panthers. They had the numbers. Good outlet pass. It just didn't bounce as Taylor thought it was going to. 4-2, Carlinville leading. Here's Staten out front. Spins away from trouble. Kicks it in the right corner to Seal. Up top to Reels. Gracie Reels. Dribble drive. Had it stripped away at the right elbow. Picked off by North Mac and Mallory Buell. She will leave it back for Gist. Melanie checks the clock. Now works left side. Picked up the dribble and drugged that pivot foot. Third North Mac turnover. Panthers will have to deal with the Carlinville pressure all night long. Not necessarily the full court. We've seen it early, but that half-court man-to-man defense. The Cavies will get after you. It's been the calling card for Darren Deneve since he's been at Carlinville. His 14th year. They guard you. Stewart turns the corner, kicks to Deneve at the foul line. Here's Staten, 4-3. Jill a little bit too strong in the rebound down to the North Mac and Brooke Metter. She leaves it off for Melanie Gist. Gist across the timeline. Being checked by Stewart. Picks up the dribble. Dangerous pass stolen by Gracie Reels. 4 North Mac turnovers. Here comes Reels. Down the right side. Attacks. Layup is good for Gracie. First bucket for Reels, 6-2 Carlinville, 5:25 for the opening quarter. Gist into the front court with the left-hand bounce. Throws back to Metter. Left elbow shot partially blocked by the knee, pulled down underneath by Stewart. She wants to push. Corn comes across the timeline. Leaves for Seal on the left wing. Top of the key to Staten. She'll line it up and knock it down. Jill Staten buries the three ball, and Nick Sloman needs a timeout. 5:04 for the opening quarter. Carlton DeVille leading North Mac 9-2. We're back to North Mac High on the Verdon campus following these messages on WSMI. Following the North Mac timeout, Panthers have it in the backcourt, down 9-2, facing the full court pressure. Gist comes up the left sideline with the left-hand dribble, comes across the midcourt line, now leaves it back for Allie Kallenbach. Left elbow it goes to Kylie Kaczynski, who checked in at that timeout. She drives quickly to the rim and draws the foul. They'll get Staten with the personal, her first, team's first. And it will send Kylie Kaczynski, the senior, to the free throw line. That's what you like to see from players off the bench, aggressive early. Free throw for Kylie is no good at the front rim, kicked off. She'll get her second toss. 4:49 for the opening quarter. 9-2 Carlinville. And still 9-2 as that free throw hit a lot of the rim, fell off, saved by Seal underneath. Unfortunate that it was tipped away by Deneen out towards midcourt, picked up by Stewart there. Here's Gracie Rios, left wing, little ball fake, bounce pass to Seal. She wants the three, way too strong off the other side of the backboard. The rebound, though, caroms to Stewart. Corn out to Gracie Rios, had trouble with the catch, now she corrals. Crosses over, lost it, picks it up off the floor, and the corner goes to Stewart. Into the hands of Staten, goes right through her legs. Now she picks it up, works left elbow. Bounce pass right side to Aaron Seal. In the corner, deflected out by Giss. It'll stay with Carlton DeVille, 4:15 for the opening quarter. Elise Baker will check in for the Cavaliers. Staten will get a breather. She's still getting adjusted to playing with that mask. She broke her nose in the fourth quarter against Hillsboro. She already knocked down 1-3 here tonight. She'll appear she's going to leave that mask on while she's on the bench. Reels raises up off the heel too strong. Rebound down to North Mac. Sometimes you'll see players take that mask off when they get to the bench. Jill's going to keep it on. Oh, a pickpocket by Aaron Seal, and she is fouled on her way to the rim. She'll have free throws. They'll get Mallory Buell on the personal. Good quick hands that time from Aaron Seal to get the steal. Now she'll get free throws. 3:53 for the opening quarter. 9-2. Carlinville leading. Seal at the free throw line. Toss is off the heel too strong. Cavies now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Staten right back in. Corin Stewart will check out. Guess that's why Jill left the mask on. She knew she was coming right back in the ballgame. Second free throw is no good. That rattled. That thing hung on the rim for a split second before it fell off. Seal misses the pair. Here comes Kallenbach into the front court up the far sideline. And she's fouled there by Gracie Reels. First on Gracie, second on the Cavaliers. 3:45 for the first quarter. A 7-point Carlinville lead. North Mac will throw in right at the end of the Carlinville bench. Gist looking, gets it in to Kaczynski. Into the hands of Kallenbach. Back to Kaczynski. Wants the three. Around and out. No good. Rebound down to Gracie Reels. She's in a hurry the other direction. Gracie. Bounce pass. Oh, what a feed. Deneve off the window. It's good. Sarah Deneve with six off the beautiful cross-court bounce pass from Gracie Reels. 11-2 Cavies. Here comes Kaczynski. Her cross-court pass tipped by Baker. Stolen by Seal. Aaron Seal comes into the front court now. Across the floor to Reels. Gracie, dribble drive, right baseline. Cut off there. Bounce pass out to Staten. Jill will walk it back between the circles and reset the Carlinville offense. In the right corner to Gracie Reels. She lines up the three ball off the top of the backboard and almost went in, but it's out of bounds because it hit the top of the backboard. Took a high bounce, went off one of the basket supports, and then almost went home. Wouldn't have counted, though. If you're playing horse and you make that shot, though, you're giving people letters. 3:01 for the opening quarter. 11-2 Carlinville. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Deflected by Reels. Knocked out of play by Staten. North Mac having a hard time with this full court pressure. Carlinville's in attack and trap mode with this press. In it goes to Kallenbach. She will get up the sideline. Got past Reels. Allie. To the right baseline. Our pass intended for Kaczynski was behind Kylie and turned over. Now Carlinville gives it a right back. As North Mac can reset out by that volleyball spike line. Gist turns the corner. A left-handed runner high off the window is good for Melanie Gist. 11-4. Carla DeVille leads with the ball. Corin Stewart. No one picks her up. She stops, pops, and knocks from the foul line. Banked it in, and Nick Sloman don't like that. Corin Stewart came up the floor. No one picked her up. Coach Sloman didn't like it. 2:27 for the opening quarter. Carla DeVille leading North Mac 13-4. We're back to North Mac High following these messages. Second time out. Nick Sloman's used here in the opening quarter as no one picked Corin Stewart up. She went the length of the floor, dribbled right to the foul line, and knocked it home. 9-point lead for Carla DeVille. Oh, Seal picked the pocket clean that time of Buell. Aaron off the window missed it. Staten's rebound, and she's fouled. Free throws for Jill Staten. Eighth turnover on North Mac. And not quite 6 minutes played. We're going to get Kaczynski on the personal, her first. She got her money's worth there. Jill Staten, just a sophomore. Played a lot of varsity last year as a freshman, pure with that first toss. She has 4 points in the opening quarter. Playing with that mask to protect that broken nose. Can't imagine playing with a broken nose. Free throw good. Forget about the fact you're worried about it getting hit, just trying to breathe. 15-4 Carla DeVille, 2:05 for quarter number one. On the right wing, Kaczynski. Feeds the post down to Metter. She draws a crowd rejected by Elise Baker. Oh, what a block by Baker. Picked up by Haley Wills, who checked in at that last timeout for the Cavs. She's a 5'10 senior. Haley on the right block. Wraparound pass to Baker, and Elise was fouled. Fourth team foul on North Mac. The personal foul going to be on Kaczynski. That's Kylie's second foul in a very short amount of time. She will check out Allie Kallenbach back in for North Mac. Baseline out of bounds for the Cabbies. Near corner it goes to Aaron Steele on the left side. Across the floor to Corin Stewart. Bounce pass to Staten, top of the key. Jill works right side, pulls up from 15, a little strong. Rebound down to Metter for North Mac. She will leave it off for Buell. 93 seconds for the opening quarter. 15-4 Carthenville. Looking to snap a mini two-game losing streak here tonight. On the shot, Buell going to be called for the traveler. Pivot foot slipped out from underneath her. Ninth North Mac turnover. Carla DeVille back in action tomorrow. They will be hosting the Triad for North Mac after tonight. They will play again on Saturday against Porta at AC Central. 80 seconds for the first quarter. 15-4 Carla DeVille. Stewart on the left wing. Drives the baseline. Cut off there. Tried to bounce it off Metter, but it didn't go out of bounds. Now Stewart has to save it herself in the left corner. Seal for three. Off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Brooke Metter. Good strong rebound in there for the senior Panther. Off to Gist. Across the midcourt stripe. Into the hands of Gracie Metter, and she traveled. Shuffled her feet before she put it on the floor. 10 first quarter turnovers for North Mac. That gets Rachel Fickus off the bench. She'll check in. She's going to replace Gracie Metter. 56.7 seconds for the first. See if Collinville wants to hold for the final shot. This is a long time to hold the basketball. 50-plus seconds. You'll see teams try it quite often, and they can usually do it for 30 seconds, 40 seconds, but a lot of times it seems to end in a turnover. Collinville not waiting. Reels for three, and she is fouled on the release. It was Buell who got into her a little too hard on the blockout. It'll be the second on Buell. Three free throws for Gracie Reels. There was no waiting around for Carla DeVille there. Get a good shot and fire. Free throw for Gracie, no good. 2 points in the quarter for Reels. She'll get two more tosses. South Central's annual battle here in Girls Hoops on your Monday. That free throw is good. Of course, this is one of those good, natural rivalries with Carla DeVille and North Mac. Not a very big stretch of Route 4 separates the two. 16-4 now. Second or third free throw for Reels is good. So she gets two out of three. Has four for the quarter. 17-4. Carla DeVille leading. Full court pressure. And it goes to Kallenbach. Bounced it once. Middle of the floor to Fickus. Back to Gist now. She comes across the midcourt stripe with 33 seconds to play. Being guarded there by Stewart. The man-to-man pressure has been intense. There's a steal by Reels. Gracie goes up, counted in the foul for Gracie Reels. Six in the quarter with the left-hand layup and the contact. North Mac just has to be stronger with the basketball. Toronto really overplaying those passing lanes. A little ball fake could go a long way. Free throw for Reels is good. She gets the old-fashioned three. She has seven in the quarter. It's 20-4, Carlinville. 23 seconds for the opening quarter. Gets the cross midcourt. Picked up the dribble. Leaves it off for Metter. Brooke Metter. Back to Gist. 15 seconds for the quarter. Out front. Has it jarred loose, but it's picked up on the sideline by Kingery. 8 seconds for the quarter. That pass is tipped and stolen by Reels. Gracie racing against the clock. Left-hand layup is good. 9 first quarter points for Reels. And that's how the opening 8 minutes comes to a close. After one, it is Carlinville 22, North Mac 4. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Tim Hanks back here at the Verdon campus of North Mac High with Carlinville leading North Mac 22-4. Gracie Reels 9 points in the opening quarter. 6 points for Sarah Denis, 5 points for Jill Staten, 2 points for Corin Stewart. Carlinville was 7 of 10 from the foul line in that opening quarter. They get the basketball to start the second quarter. High post with Sarah Denis at the right elbow. Kicks off to Reels on the floor with Seal, Staten, and Baker. Deneev in the right corner to Staten. Jill, dribble drive, caught underneath the rim, lost the handle. It's off of North Mac. It'll stay with Carlinville. To start the quarter for the Panthers, you have Kallenbach, Kingery, Fickus, Gist, and Brooke Metter. Here's Reels, short baseline, around and out, offensive rebound. Baker, partially blocked by Metter, and it's out of bounds. Off of North Mac, it'll stay with Carlinville. 30 seconds played here in the second quarter. Substitution to the table for North Mac. That is Gatlin Etter. The junior will check in, replacing Fickus. On the right baseline. Staten gets it in right corner to Reels. Gracie Reels spins back middle. Top of the key. Deneev wants the three. That's off to the right. Offensive rebound, though, belongs to Seal. Finds Reels. No. Gracie fighting with Metter, and the jump ball will give it to North Mac with 7:19 to play in the first half. Corin Stewart back to the table for the Cavs. She will check in, replacing Aaron Seal. Reels in the point, the full court pressure for Carlinville. Bounce pass into Gist. She'll come up the left sideline. Gets past the trouble, keeps the bounce alive into the left corner. Now she picks it up. She is trapped on the block to Metter. Brooke, one bounce, middle, rises up, and she's fouled. Free throws coming for Brooke Metter. Third team foul on Carlinville. And they're going to get Gracie Reels with her second personal. I thought it was on 10-2. Darren Denis thought it was on Elise Baker. It was clearly 10. Darren is right about that. Free throw is no good for Metter. It definitely was on 10, Elise Baker. That would be her first instead of the second on Reels. See if they change it. I think they probably will. Yep, they will. That's what you like to see, the officials coming together, getting it right. Second free throw for Metter. Off the heel, hit the rim a second time, no good, and the rebound down to Baker. At least Baker having a nice ball game here early with the rebounding and the defense. Here's Stewart in the left corner. Drives baseline. Elise, 15-footer, around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Stewart. She's going to be tied up there by Kingery, and the Cavs will have it on the arrow. 6:54 for the first half. 22-4, Carlinville. That was the score after the opening quarter. In the right corner with Baker. Elise, right side of the key to Staten. Back to Stewart. Corner pocket three is no good. Little short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by North Mac, and now a foul on Carlinville. That will go on Sarah Deneev. Fourth team foul, first on Deneev. And North Mac will have it in the back court, facing the full court pressure. Reels guarding the inbounder. Kallenbach gets it into Gist. Melanie Gist in the backcourt. Spins away from trouble. Hounded by State. Now she throws it into the front court, and that's going to go out of bounds. 13th North Mac turnover. As Gist had nowhere to go in the backcourt. She threw it to a spot, hoping a teammate would be there, but no one was. Kylie Kaczynski will check in, replacing Gist. Gracie Reels is out for Carlinville, as you have Stewart, Staten, Deneve, Seal, and Baker on the floor. Jill Staten rises, left elbow, yes, for Jill Staten. 7 points for Jill. 24-4 Carlinville, 6:15 for the first half. Here comes Kallenbach across the timeline and through the hands of Kingery out of bounds. She just took her eye off that ball before she made the catch. 14th North Mac turnover. North Mac has not made a free throw tonight. They're 0-4 at the line. 2 points for Gist, 2 points for Kingery. That is the Panthers scoring at the moment. That entry pass to Deneve on the right block, poked out of play. It'll stay with Carlinville, 5:57 for the first half. Substitution at the table for North Mac, and she got there just in time. Gracie Metter, the freshman, will check in, replacing Taylor Kingery. Cavalier at each block, one at the foul line, and then Stewart out at the right wing. Staten looking. She will safety valve it out to Corin Stewart between the circles. Now Staten runs the baseline, has it left corner, 4-3. Rattles it home, Jill Staten. Shooting good with the mask on. 10 points for Staten, 27-4 Carlinville. 5:40 for the first half. Metter, good strong catch in the block, but then she put it on the floor and lost it. 15th North Mac turnover. Seal, pass ahead to Stewart. Up and down for the easy deuce. Corin Stewart has four. Jill Staten lost her hair tie. She quickly picks that up and gets it back into position. That ball is kicked away by Stewart. Actually, must have just been poked away because it's a live ball. Stewart picks it up down to Staten. No. Rebound to Deneve. No. And Sarah's fouled. Yep, Corin Stewart got a hand on that basketball, deflected it into the backcourt, and she won the race. Seventh team foul on North Mac. Deneve will be at the free throw line for two. Third foul on Kylie Kaczynski. Free throw for Deneve is good. Sarah Deneve now has 7 points. She's 3 of 3 from the foul line. And Nick Sloman wants another timeout. 5:17 for the first half. Carlinville leading North Mac 30-4. We'll come back to the Verdon campus here at North Mac High following these messages on WSMI. Following the North Mac timeout, Sarah Deneve back to the free throw line for her second toss. Made the first. She made all three of her foul shots tonight. Now she's 4 of 4 from the foul line, has 8 points. 31-4 Carlinville. Taking her time across the midcourt stripe is Gist. Melanie into the front court now being guarded by Staten. This pressure man-to-man has given North Mac fits all night long. They've turned it over 16 times. High post to Metter. She has nowhere to go. She kicks it out, tipped by Staten, but found his way home to Gist. Melanie will work left side, picked up the dribble into the hands now of Gracie Metter. She puts it on the floor. She's going to be tied up, ripped it away, but then she's going to be called for travel. Yep. She was trying to negate the tie-up, which she did, but when she ripped the ball away from Staten, she rolled over while on the ground, and that is a traveling violation. 17th North Mac turnover. They have not scored in the quarter. Down on the block. Nice position. Wills off the window. It's good. Haley Wills has her first bucket. And then after the hoop, she went down awkwardly, gets up. She's limping a little bit, favoring that left leg. And they called a foul on the play, so it's an and one for Haley Wills. They will get Gist on the personal. And a chance for Haley Wills here in the old-fashioned three-point play. Substitutions now for the Cavies. Gracie Reel is going to check in for Staten. Elise Baker at the table. She's going to check in for Wills if Haley can make this free throw. Haley, a 5'10 senior. Toss is good. Rattled it home. A 3-point play for Haley Wills. She appears to be okay. She comes off the floor. Darren Deneve just double checks with her. Motioning towards her left ankle a little bit. Left ankle, left foot. 34-4. Of course, a 3-point play makes it feel a little bit better. if you're Haley Wills. Here's Metter, double-teamed. Her pass is through the hands of Graceman. That was thrown with some steam. On the attack, Seal, yes, a good power finish there. As there was contact, she played right through it. 36-4 Carthenville, 4:15 for the first half of play. High post to Metter. Off to Gist. Turns the corner. Blocked in there by Stewart. Cavie's on the run with Corrin. Across the timeline. Bounce pass to Reels. Layup is good. She didn't use the window, but it went around the world and down. 11 for Gracie Reels. 38-4 Cavie's. We'll have the boys match up in this rivalry tomorrow night. We'll start with Lincolnwood and Hillsborough live at 7:30. Then Carthenville at North Mac will follow. Of course, the boys game between the two will be played in Girard. Blocked by Reels was Collenbach's attempt. Pulled down by Aaron Seal. 3:35 for the first half. 38-4 Cavie. Stewart, 4-3. Missed it short. And the rebound down to Metter. We'll have the 7th grade 3A girls basketball state championship on Thursday night. Staunton, undefeated, will take on undefeated Quincy St. Peter for the 7th grade 3A girls championship at Auburn. As that bucket is put home by Melanie Gist. She had no hesitation there, pulling up from about 16 feet just off the right elbow. That's the first points of the quarter for North Mac. Makes it 38-6 Carthenville, 3 minutes for the first half. But Staunton, Quincy St. Peter, Thursday night, 7:30, right here on FM 106. And Litchfield at Carthenville girls will follow. Reels for three, left wing no. Stewart all alone on the right side, missed the putback and the rebound down to Metter. I don't think Corn could believe she was that wide open. 2:40 first half. 38-6, Carthenville leading. Gets picked up her dribble out near midcourt, gets it away to Gracie Metter. High post to Collenbach. Aldio stripped by Seal as she put it on the floor to make her move. Aaron Seal races down the left side. The layup is good for Aaron Seal, high off the window. She has 4 points, and it's 40-6 Cavie's. 2:15 first half. Gist works left side, almost had it poked loose again. That time by Stewart. High post to Metter. Brooke Metter picks up her dribbles, but she's been hounded all night long. Cromwell's been very aggressive with the man-to-man. Gist, 4-3. Missed it to the right, and the rebound down to Aaron Seal. Aaron Seal comes into the front court. 1:50 for the first half. On the left block to Deneve. Sarah draws a crowd, works on Metter, rejected, and they're going to get a foul on Brooke. Say it was with the body. It was clean up top, but Brooke Metter got her with the body. Ninth team foul. 105 seconds for the first half, and Deneve back to the free throw line. Sarah has 8 points, 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. She'll get 2 tosses. First one good. Acacia Dyer checking in for Carthenville, a 5'7 freshman, and Jill Staten back on the floor, the 5'8 sophomore. Mallory Beulah's back into the ballgame for North Mac, and Olivia Thorman, a freshman, has checked in for the first time. Second free throw is good, rattled down for Deneve. She has 10, a perfect 5 of 5 at the stripe. She will check out Lily Reels, a 5'7 freshman. Into the action for the first time tonight for Carthenville. Cavie's lead 42-6. Mallory Buell brings it into the front court for the Panthers. Up top to Fickus on the left wing with Thorman. Olivia Thorman gets it away to Gracie Metter. 90 seconds for the half. Little weave action up front into the hands of Buell. Floats it up and in for Mallory Buell. Hit the front rim and crawled over. First bucket for Mallory. 42-8 Carthenville. 1:15 for the first half. Here's Reels, top of the key to Lily Reels. It's Gracie fed Lily. Now Staten drives baseline, and she's going to be called for steps. Nice job by Gist over there to cut off Staten. Third turnover on Carthenville. Faith Odell checks in, 5'7 junior, and Haley Wills back on the floor for Carthenville. The Cavies have Lily Reels, Faith Odell, Acacia Dyer, Haley Wills, and Jill Staten on the floor. That ball kicked out, and it's going to be Carthenville ball. 20th turnover in the half on North Mac. Final minute, quarter number 2. Staten. And that pass is turned over as Dyer couldn't handle it cleanly, bounced on the inline. That was tailing away from Acacia Dyer that time. 45 seconds, first half. Mallory Buell into the front court. Turns a corner as Dyer hits the deck. Buell lost it on the way up, picked up underneath by Odell, and then she stepped out of bounds. It'll stay with North Mac. 39.8 seconds for the first half. Baseline out of bounds for the Panthers. Buell to trigger in. Bounce pass across the lane to Fickus. Left it a little short. Good contestant there by Wills. Haley went straight up. Half a minute for the first half. See if Carlinville wants to hold for the final shot. Left wing with Lily Reels. Off to Dyer. Acacia Dyer down to Wills. Haley going to be called for steps. Yep, she pivoted around and then switched the pivot foot. Turnover number 5 on Carlinville. 23 seconds for the first half of play. It was 22-4 Cavies after one. It's 42-8 right now. North Mac has it. 15 seconds for the first half. Out front with Metter. Gracie Metter into the hands of Buell. 7 seconds for the half. She'll fire. Long two. Yes. Mallory Buell knocks it down off the right wing. 2 seconds. Staten checks the clock. Lets it fly. 3/4 court. Looks good online, but just a little short, and that would have counted. At the half, it is Carlinville. 42, North Mac, 10. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WQSMI. We are set for the start of the third quarter here in Verdon. Carlinville in control, leading North Mac 42-10. The Cavies will start with Aaron Steele, Corin Stewart, Jill Staten, Sarah Deneve, and Gracie Reels. North Mac gets the basketball to start the second half. On the floor, Mallory Buell, Brooke Metter, Allie Kallenbach. Kylie Kaczynski gets the start along with Melanie Giss. She'll fire a corner three, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Gracie Reels. Gracie's in a hurry the other way. It's her foot race. Got under the rim, and she laid it up and in. I thought she was too far under the backboard. She was not. Left-hand layup good. She has a Baker's dozen. 44-10, Cavies. 7.5 for the third quarter. Entry pass deflected out by Deneve. It'll stay with North Mac. Gracie Reels is so quick in the open floor. You think you're keeping up with her, and she's just pulling away. Carlinville will throw in from the deep corner, and I think it's supposed to be North Mac ball. Yeah, it is. Aaron Steele was like, okay, I'll throw it in. And then the official realized, wait a minute, it's North Mac ball. So here we go. Everything is corrected now. Buell looking, gets it deflected, and which way are we going? We're staying with North Mac. But this time it'll be a sideline throw-in. Just underway, third quarter. North Mac stacks everyone right in front of the inbounder. Gist, bounce pass into Buell. Mallory Buell brings it right side of the key. With the left-hand dribble, now leaves it for Kaczynski. Kylie off to Metter. Right wing to Gist. Melanie Gist picks up the dribble on the right wing with Kaczynski. Kylie, nice crossover. Had it poked free, though. Picked up off the floor by Sarah Denis. That is Staten ahead to Stewart. Layup good. 6 for Corin Stewart off the fine from Jill Staten. 46-10, Carlinville. Remember, running clock is in play this year for regular season, so we're 4 points from that. 6:50 for the third quarter. Kaczynski. Check that Gist. 6:45 for the quarter. Left elbow to Kallenbach. Alley. Leaves it off for Kaczynski. High post to Metter. Had it poked away by Aaron Steele, but Aaron got her across the arm. First foul of the half on Carlinville, and for Aaron Steele, her first personal. 46-10, Carlinville leading. Sideline trigger. Kaczynski. That pass was almost tipped away by Stewart, but able to be corralled by Buell. Mallory Buell brings it back between the circles, picks up the dribble. Feeds the high post to Metter. She turns on Deneve, rises up, almost banked it in, rebounds to the floor, picked up by North Max Buell. In the corner to Gist, gets past Stewart, layup, no good, and the rebound down to Gracie Reels. Gracie wants to run, contact in midcourt, loses the ball, but picked up by Deneve. Sarah gets it off to Reels, into the hands of Seal, back to Gracie. Gracie Reels to the foul line, bounce pass, Stewart, Corin Stewart, underneath to Deneve. Sarah, one bounce, missed it. Gets it back, and she's on the baseline. 6th turnover on Carlinville. Elise Baker and Haley Wills return for the Cavaliers. Deneve will sit along with Seal. And for North Mac, Gatlin Etter has checked in along with Gracie Metter. Buell and Brooke Metter out. Carlinville has lost two in a row after a 4-0 start. Losses to Carrollton and Hillsboro. North Mac coming off a win over Nokomis on Saturday. And we're going to get a traveling out front. Kaczynski's pass was tipped away. Gracie Metter hustled after the basketball, but she went to the floor to get it and kind of slid right across the floor for the 22nd North Mac turnover. Stewart into the front court. On the right wing with Gracie Reels. Gracie, little ball fake, works right side, picks up the bounce. She's in trouble. Foul line. Baker, yes. Elise Baker buries the 15-footer, her first bucket tonight. And it's 48-10 Carlinville. 5:20 for quarter number three. Gist works left side, gets all the way to the rim. Baker goes straight up, forces the miss. Rebound down to Staten. Elise Baker might have just made her first bucket, but she has had an imprint on this game on the defensive end. Here's Stewart, little head fake, attacks, partially blocked. It'll stay with Carlinville, 5:04 to play in the third. It'll be baseline out of bounds as Stewart will throw it in. Looking, needs to get it in. Bounce pass to Reel, stolen nicely by Kaczynski. Great anticipation by Kylie Kaczynski. Kaczynski, now she got the dribble too far out in front. Reel's able to poke it free. Out of bounds, it'll stay with North Mac. Mallory Buell will check in, replacing Melanie Giss. She'll get a quick breather. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Buell. 4:53 for quarter number three. 48-10 Carlinville. They've led the entire way. That pass is turned over. It was too tall for Buell. She got a hand on it, but deflected it right to Jill Staten in the corner to Reels. Gracie, open. 4-3. Missed it a little strong, and the rebound down to Etter for North Mac. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Mallory Buell will take her time into the front court. Stewart waits for her there. Mallory crosses over on her. Entry pass is kicked right back to her. Buell says, I'll fire the three. Too strong. Rebound tapped around. Picked up off the floor by Etter. Tied up by Staten. Carlinville gets it on the arrow with 4:19 to play in the third. Deneve and Seal return. Staten and Gracie Reels out. Shortened JV game tonight. That's why we started as early as we did. We were underway by 6:45 tonight with the varsity ball game. They played just 17 minutes of JV tonight. Here's Stewart. Wraparound pass to Wills and two free throws for Haley Wills. It was originally only going to be 12 minutes of JV tonight, and after they played the 12, they decided to play five more. And that's, you know, was a problem last year for a number of teams, and it's a concern once again this year, just the lack of numbers in the programs. That free throw good for Wills. She has four. I mean, it's not that, you're not going that far back when you can think about having freshman teams, sophomore teams playing a full schedule now. Forget about that. Can you have a full JV game on a given night? Free throw is off the heel, hit it a second time and kicked out. Rebound, though, picked up by Wills, and she muscles her way back to the free throw line. Good job by Haley Wills. The shooter always knows when it's off, and she was retreating after it as soon as it hit the rim, and she'll get two more free throws. We got Etter on the personal, her first, team second of the half. 49-10, Carlinville. Two more free throws for Haley Wills. Toss. Good. 5 for Wills. 50-10 Carlinville. Second free throw now for Haley. The 5'10 seniors toss. Good. 6 for Wills. A 41-point lead for Carlinville. Halfway through the third quarter. Clock should run now the rest of the way. Up top with Kallenbach. Down low to Etter. She attacks. No. And she'll get free throws. The clock is not running. They will get Wills on the personal. It's her first. Team's second. at the free throw line. Gatlin Etter, toss no good. Substitution for the Panthers, that would be Olivia Thorman checking in, replacing Taylor Kingering. Etter's free throw is no good. Rebound down to Wills, and she cannot save it. She's on the baseline. It'll stay with North Mac, 3:50 for the third quarter. A Panther at each corner of the lane. Now a substitution to the table. That's Brooke Metter. She will check in, replacing Gatlin Etter. Kallenbach on the baseline. Slaps the ball into play. Gets it off to Gracie Metter. And turned over. Was looking across the lane, but picked off by Elise Baker. Here comes Aaron Seal across the timeline. Seal, bounce pass in the corner to Deneve. Sarah Deneve puts it on the floor, spins baseline, across the court to Seal. Aaron Seal on the block to Baker. Finds a slashing Stewart. Corrin goes up, too strong, missed it. And the rebound down to Kallenbach for North Mac. 3:20 to play, quarter number three. All Carthenville, 51-10. North Mac has turned it over 24 times tonight. Here's Buell turning the corner, rises up from 8, too strong. Rebound down to Haley Wills for Carthenville. Outlet to Baker. Ahead to Stewart. Corrin Stewart to the left block. Muscles it up. No. Good defense in there by Thorman. Saved by Wills, but Stewart touched it when she was well out of bounds. And she put her hand right on her forehead as to say, well, what did I do that for? Line change now for the Cavaliers. Gracie Reels will check. Will stay on the floor, actually. Lily Reels into the game. Jill Staten is in. And too many players from Carthenville went off, so Aaron Seal will have to come on. They only had four players on the court. Haley Wills is out there. Lily Reels is out there. Aaron Seal, Jill Staten, and Gracie Reels. Got to play with five. That ball deflected out by Gracie Reels. It'll stay with North Mac. 2:51 to play, third quarter. Yeah, I thought the running clock was in play this year in regular season action, but I guess not. I was out of game earlier this year where it was. That rebound underneath belongs to Carthenville, then a foul. They will get Thorman. And as I think about it, you know, 40 points, that's the running clock for football. I think 30 is the magic number for basketball when it's in play in the second half. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Gracie Reels on the block to Wills. Spins baseline. Missed it. Nice move. Just couldn't get the shot to go down. She shot that with confidence. That is Buell into the front court. Dangerous cross-court pass. Found its way to Gracie Metter. That ball is jarred loose into the back court. Picked up there by North Max Kallenbach. And Alley is fouled. They're going to get Gracie Reels on the little hand check there. Maybe the second on Gracie. Third on the team here in the half, 2:13 for the quarter. A Panther at each corner of the lane. Kallenbach to throw in. Looking, gets it in to Mallory Buell. Dangerous pass out to Kallenbach. Allie Kallenbach with the runner, no, from the heart of the lane. Rebound down to Staten. She's tied up. North Mac will have it on the arrow. So baseline out of bounds. It'll be Metter to throw in this time for North Mac. In the left corner to Gracie Metter. Right back to Brooke. One bounce, middle, and she draws the foul. Good out of bounds set there as Brooke Metter took it out, and as soon as she threw it in, she posted right on that block. Fourth team foul on Carthenville. Second personal on Haley Wills. Metter at the free throw line. She's 0-for-2 at the stripe tonight. Has not scored. Deep breath, knee bend, and left it a little bit short. North Mac now 0-of-7 at the free throw line for the game. Gist returns, Buell sits for the Panthers. Second free throw for Brooke Metter is good. She gets 1 out of 2, her first point tonight. Makes it 51-11. Carthenville, 2 minutes for the third quarter. Jill Staten with that mask to protect the broken nose. Dribble drive. Kicks to Seal in the left corner. Aaron Seal will pivot around top of the key to Gracie Reels. On the right wing to Lily Reels. Here's Staten, drives baseline, bounce pass to Wills. I don't think Kelly was the intended target. She picks it up, though, on the baseline, then lost the handle, turned it over. I think Staten was trying to feed the left corner, but Wills was on the left block and said, I will take this. 90 seconds for the third quarter. Wills gets in front of Metter, deflected it away, but Brooke able to pick it up. Now Wills going to be called for the foul there. She tried to come over the top and knock that one loose. Her third personal foul, fifth team foul. Baseline out of bounds for North Mac. 88 seconds for the third quarter. Acacia Dyer, 5'7 freshman, checking in. She'll replace Haley Wills. Haley with those three personal fouls. Metter gets it on the right wing to Gist. Right wing to Gracie Metter. Her pass is tipped out of play, and North Mac will throw it in again off the baseline. Minute 23 for the quarter. Brooke Metter gets it in to Thorman. Olivia Thorman feeds it right back to Metter in traffic. Return pass to Thorman on the baseline, floats it up, rolls across the top of the backboard, no, and it's out of bounds off of Jill Staten in Crawdonville. It'll stay with North Mac. Minute 13 to play. Third quarter, 51-11 Crawdonville. Here's Gracie Metter, blocked over there by Jill Staten. She took a big shove to the back. She goes down. She's back to her feet now. We play on. Here's Gist. She wants the three ball. Missed it too strong, and the rebound down to Dyer for Carthenville. Acacia Dyer into the front court all the way, and she is fouled by Gist. Little hand check there. Third team foul the half on North Mac. 54 seconds for the third quarter. Aaron Steele gets it in to Staten, off to Dyer, back to Aaron Steele. Feeds the right block to Staten, stripped and fouled. Free throws for Jill Staten. Game's gotten a little chippy slash physical here in the last 40 seconds or so. Staten at the line. 10 points on the first half. Toss good. Substitutions for North Mac. Kylie Kaczynski returns along with Gatlin Etter. Gist and Brooke Metter will take a seat. And foul on Brooke Metter was her third. Second free throw for Staten. Good. Jill has a dozen for the ball game. Crones look good from the foul line here tonight. They were 12 of 15 in the first half, and they are 5 of 6 here in the second half. 35 seconds for the third quarter. 53-11 Cavies as Kallenbach handling out front, had it poked away by Dyer. Will stay with North Mac. Faith Odell will check in, replacing Jill Staten. Baseline out of bounds for North Mac. Kallenbach. Bounce pass into Kaczynski. Right back to Kallenbach. She attacks and floats it up and in. Allie Kallenbach has her first bucket tonight. Nice move on the out-of-bounds. 23 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Dyer in the corner to Faith Odell. Now to Gracie Reels. Top of the key now to Lily Reels. Lily, left wing to Seal. Here's Gracie. Reels in the left corner, dribbles to the foul line with 8. Off to Lily in the corner to Seal with 6. Gracie lines up the 3. Yes, for Gracie Reels. She has 16 for the game, and that is the third quarter. After 3, it is Carthenville 56, North Mac 13. Back with fourth quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at North Mac as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter. Aaron Steele for a 3, rattles out, rebound down to North Mac. We want to say hello to Diana Deneve, Coach Deneve's mother, listening all the way up in Long Grove, Iowa tonight. So hello, Mrs. Deneve. Glad you're along with us at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. As North Mac gets it into the paint and draws the foul. The clock's running now. Once we got to the fourth quarter, they put the running clock in play. I got to get all my running clocks straight for the different sports. Free throw for Kallenbach is good. Carthenville leading. Second free throw for Colin Bach is good. Alley gets the pair. Now 3 of 10 from the foul line are the North Mac Panthers for the ball game. On the left block with Haley Wills. Her pass out is deflected into the scorer's table. It'll stay with Crawfordville. So the Cavies have Faith Odell, Haley Wills, Acacia Dyer, Aaron Seal, and Lily Reels on the floor. For North Mac, it is Kylie Kaczynski, Gatlin Etter, Gracie Metter, Allie Kallenbach, and Olivia Thorman. On the left wing, and Odell going to be called for steps. Ninth Crawfordville turnover. Clock running, 6:10 for the ball game. 56-15 Crawfordville. They led 22-4 after one, 42-10 at the half, 56-13 after three. Oh, Seal picks the pocket clean that time of Buell. Then Aaron gets tripped up. It'll be the 25th turnover on North Mac. Their sixth team foul. It'll be out of bounds right at midcourt for Crawfordville. Taylor Kingery will check back in for the Panthers, replacing Gracie Metter. Into the hands of Aaron Seal. She'll bring it into the front court between the circles. That pass deflected out by Buell. It'll stay with Crawfordville. Nick Sloman in his sixth year at the helm of North Mac. Not technically his alma mater. He was playing back when it was still Verdon and Girard, of course, one of the greats. And if I was making an all-time starting five, as Seal fires a three and rattles it down. Aaron Seal out of the left corner buries a three. She has seven, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout for some substitutions. But if I was just creating an all-top five for me, a starting five for me since I've been at Wisby, Nick Sloman is on that team, hands down, no doubt about it. He was a heck of a ball player back in his time at Girard. Already in his sixth year on the sidelines here now at North Mac. Of course, the Sloman name up in this part of the county, it is a known commodity when it comes to hoops. Out front with Kingery. Into the hands now of Buell. Off to Gist. Melanie Gist picked up her dribble after one bounce. Now she gets it away to Buell. Down in the block to Etter and a foul on Wills. Etter had good post position that time, and Haley Wills went over her back to jar that ball loose. And get the fourth foul on Haley Wills. Clock will continue to run here as we're at the free throw line with 3:50 to play in the game. Etter's toss is short. Rebound down to Wills. Here comes Sarah Deneve into the front court. No one picks her up. Now she's cut off at the foul line. Off to Acacia Dyer. Into the hands of Faith Odell. Lily Reels has it right wing now. She puts it on the deck. Cut off across the floor to Dyer. Bounce pass left block to Wills. Out to Odell. 4-3. Missed it too strong. Rebound is out of bounds off of Carlinville. It'll belong to North Mac. 3:15 for the ball game. Boys doubleheader tomorrow night. Lincolnwood at Hillsboro live at 7:30. Then Crawfordville North Mac, the boys version, broadcast at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. And if you're going to that game, don't come to Verdon. There won't be anybody here. Well, Nick Sloman might be practicing, but the game will be played in Girard. Of course, the boys basketball gets played in Girard, girls here in Verdon. That's been the case from the get-go as Buell dribble drives and floats it up from 8 feet. She has six. And that brand-new, beautiful turf football field is here in Verdon as well. And the brand-new, beautiful turf baseball field is going to be here also. Travel out front as Dyer shuffled her feet. Next football season will be interesting in Macoupin County. North Mac will have turf. Crawfordville will have turf. Well, we hope Crawfordville has turf. They've started the deconstruction. Now they just need the weather to cooperate with them here over the coming months. And you can talk to North Mac about relying on weather to cooperate when you're trying to get a big project done. It did not cooperate with them over the last year. So instead of having that field ready for the start of the year, it was ready for the last week of the year. A foul on Sarah Deneve sends Melanie Gist to the free throw line. The toss is no good. Inside of 2 minutes now for the ball game. You're listening to your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. The second toss for Gist, no good, rolls off, rebound down to Carthenville and Wills. Into the hands of Sarah Deneve, handling the ball now. As Darren Deneve joked with us earlier in the year that she's listed as a guard slash center. You don't see that combo very often, but right now she's playing guard. She was center earlier. Good hustle over there by Gist to save the ball with a dive to keep it in play, and now a foul on Carthenville in the backcourt with 80 seconds to play. Great hustle from Melanie Gist. No give up. And you wouldn't expect there to be any give up in a Nick Sloman coach team. One of the reasons he was one of my favorite players to watch is, well, extremely talented, of course, but he played hard. All the time played hard. And usually when a hard player like that becomes a coach, their teams play hard. And it's hard to play hard when you're down 59-18. It just is. That first free throw for Buell was good. She has seven. Second toss is no good. And the rebound down to Haley Wills. 35 seconds for the ball game. Sarah Deneve across the timeline in the corner. Here's Lily Reels for three. Almost banked it in. Rebound to Faith Odell. Followed no. Haley Wills had it. Lost it. Now Faith Odell tracks it down in the right corner. 20 seconds for the game. Gets it away to Dyer. And it's going to be deflected out by North Mac. It'll stay with Carthenville. This is where the running clock becomes interesting. Cavies will take their time. 10 seconds, clock running. They get it in to Deneve. 5 seconds. Lily Reels with 3 seconds. Off the Dyer with 2, 3. At the buzzer. No. And your final here tonight from North Mac. Carthenville beats the Panthers 59-18. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Carthenville snaps their mini two-game losing streak. They improved to 5-2 on the year with the loss. North Mac falls to 2-8 as the Cavies win it tonight 59-18. Carthenville led 22-4 after one, 42-10 at the half, 56-13 after three. A running clock in the fourth quarter. North Mac won the quarter 5-3. Individually, as we look at Carthenville, balanced attack tonight. Gracie Reels leads the way with 16, a dozen points for Jill Staten, 10 points for Sarah Deneve, all coming in the first half, 7 points for Aaron Seal, 6 points each for Corin Stewart and Haley Wills, and 2 points tonight for Elise Baker. Carthenville was 17 of 21 from the free throw line, unofficially 10 turnovers on the night. For North Mac, unofficially, I had him for 25 turnovers, 20 of them in the first half of play. They were led in scoring by Mallory Buell with 7, 4 points each for Allie Kallenbach and Melanie Gist, and 2 points for Taylor Kingery, 1 point for Brooke Metter. North Mac just 4 of 15 from the free throw line. So Carthenville improves to 5-2. North Mac slips to 2-8. We want to thank all the fine people at North Mac for their hospitality. Principal Rob Horn, Athletic Director Chris Rayner, we thank them for getting us set up here tonight on the North Campus here on this beautiful, renovated campus in Verdon. Gym is fantastic. Everything surrounding the gym is brand new, just top-notch here at North Mac as they continue their renovation process. And they've got more coming, so stay tuned for the happenings here at North Mac High. Your final one more time, Carthenville beats North Mac 59-18. We want to thank Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WQSMI FM 106. Thanks very much to Tim Hanks for sitting in tonight. And I don't think I scared him off. Nope, not scared off. He still wants to get into broadcasting potentially. So we thank Tim for sitting in with us here tonight, eighth grader here at North Mac. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Boys, doubleheader tomorrow night. It'll be Lincolnwood at Hillsboro, Carthenville at North Mac. The coverage underway at 7:30 here on FM 106. Of course, online at WQSMIRadio.com. Sports special Thursday night, the 7th grade 3A girls basketball state championship from Auburn. Staunton takes on Quincy St. Peter. We'll have it live at 7:30 Thursday night here on FM 106 and streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. That is going to wrap it here from the Verdant campus at North Mac High. Your final again, Carletonville beats North Mac 59-18. I am Tim Mize, and we say good night from Verdant.